Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Locke. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bobby Locke. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Francona reaches second base with a double. Temple goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump catches it and throws to second with Houser covering, to double up Francona. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Houser steals second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Houser scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Houser. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. Bond hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Locke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornberry. The throw from Romano and he is out, held applying the tag. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Walker moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Barry Latman now pitching. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Hauser moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Hauser scores. Pilarczyk goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Athletics. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hamilton tags and scores. Temple tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Temple moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Thornberry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Thornberry moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to home to get Thornberry. Tuttle moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hamilton. Hauser moves to second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hauser moves to third. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Thornberry strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Romano reaches second base with a double. Don Dillard pinch hits for Steve Hamilton. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Ed Keegan now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Francona reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. Temple goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Athletics. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-3 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. Pearsall scores. Bond moves to third. It's Indians, 7, Athletics, 7. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to home to get Bond. Phillips moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. The ball bounces off Allen, and towards Phillips, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. One out. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Leo Posada pinch hits for Al Pilarczyk. Frank Funk now pitching. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Leo Posada. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Carey scores. Bauer moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-7, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Bauer now playing right field. Ed Rakow now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Romano is hit by the pitch. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for John Romano. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Frank Funk. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Cubizan pinch runs for Willie Kirkland. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Cubizan trying to get to third. Bauer throws the ball in to Carey, who tags Cubizan for the out. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple scores. Francona moves to third. It's Indians, 8, Athletics, 8. Ken Johnson now pitching. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bond takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Win Hawkins now pitching. Valmy Thomas now catching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 8. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-4 in the game. Held bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Power moves to second. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Bob Hale pinch hits for Win Hawkins. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Nuxhall covering, for the out. Power moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and two walks. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Power scores. Thomas scores. It's 10-8, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Norm Baz now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Heeman now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.